Dan Lovallo. And we are joined in studio today by Vinny Aspromonte, owner of Aris, the Healthy Home Experts. And he's a multi-location franchisee with locations in West Hartford, Meriden, and Waterbury. We invite you to visit Vinny's website, arishome.com/West Hartford. And Vinny, welcome back to Front and Center.
Thanks, Dan. How are you today?
Great. How are you?
I'm enjoying this weather.
Yeah, me too. One of the reasons, actually the reason we have Vinny in studio today is we want to talk about air purification in our homes. And to that extent, Vinny will take your phone calls if you have any questions. 888-574-2723. When we had you here a couple of months ago, and near the end of the interview, we started talking about the air we breathe in our home. And I said, I need to get you back because I was stunned at how poor the quality of the air is in our home. How about talking about that?
Yeah, absolutely, Dan. A lot of you don't know what you don't know. And if you're not sick or don't have a respiratory problem, you just assume we take for granted the air we breathe until we don't have enough of it, of course. But the air in our homes, according to the EPA, is up to 500 times more polluted than the air we breathe outdoors. And what really has brought this to the forefront over the past couple of decades was in the late 70s when we had our energy crisis and we had to wait online for our gasoline, odd and even days. So I'm old and dating myself,
yeah,
old enough to remember that.
Too, yeah.
Well, we adopted as a country, we adopted a policy of making more energy efficient homes and buildings. And the concept is great. We want to reduce our dependency on foreign oil. But that policy decision, a decade or so after that, created the sickest generation of Americans ever. And if you talk to the medical community, they still today classify it as an epidemic, whether it be respiratory problems, lung cancer, allergies, asthma. It has nothing to do with being hereditary. A lot of it stems from this energy efficiency homes and schools that our children are attending to try and keep the cost of energy down and dependency on energy. But we've created an environment, indoor environment, that's toxic. It's basically a toxic soup. So some of the statistics, you know, beside the EPA telling us that our air is up to 500% worse indoors, the air we breathe is basically got three categories to it. You have your allergen and particulates, you have your infectious agents, and you have your toxic compounds. Your allergen and particulates we're all familiar with. It's your pet dander, your ragweed, pollen, you know, that type of stuff. Your infectious agents are your common cold, your flu virus, your H1N1, SARS, norovirus, all that stuff is your infectious agents. And then you have your toxic compounds. Your toxic compounds are things that off-gas. Most people don't know, or maybe they do know, our carpets off-gas formaldehyde. Our paints have off-gases. Our pressed woods, our cabinetry, our flooring, our personal hygiene products, our cleaning products for the home, they all off-gas. And when you have a home that's tight or sealed, as we do today, you create a toxic soup inside. And the longer you breathe that air, the more likely it is you're going to become sick or develop an illness at some point in time in your life. So what do you do about it? Well, you need to get an air purification system. According to the EPA, they recommend or say, I'll quote, it is prudent for every household in America to do something to improve their indoor air quality, even if symptoms aren't noticeable. So even if you are totally healthy, you say, well, what do I need an air purifier for? Well, would you rather try and cure an illness or try to prevent or possibly even slow down you getting sick? I'd rather try and prevent an illness and have peace of mind than try and cure an illness.
Well, I was saying to you before we did the interview, how often do we hear somebody, let's say, come down with lung cancer and the next line is, well, he never smoked or she never smoked a day in her life, and you wonder if this is, and I'm just throwing this out there now, you wonder if this might be one of the side effects.
It very well could be. I mean, there's so many twists and turns and intangibles and indirect correlations of different symptoms and illnesses that we have. It's hard to say one way or the other. But, yeah, you're curious. You know, someone gets lung cancer, never smoked a day in their life. How? What happened? We'll probably never know the exact answer. But all air purifiers then, Dan, are not created the same. So according to the American Lung Association, the type of HEPA, the filter you want is called HEPA, which is an acronym. It stands for High Efficiency Particulate Air. And HEPA filtration technology has been around since World War II. It was originally designed to protect our military from breathing radioactive particles. It soon became the industry standard for hospitals, schools, public buildings. But even HEPA filters now, that's the baseline. There's better. HEPA filters would just address basically your allergen and particulates, not address your infectious agents or your toxic compounds. So today there's technology that's out there, which fortunately we are licensed by NASA, who co-developed this technology with a strategic acquisition we made back in 2009. They've licensed to us worldwide. So ARIS globally has this technology that no one else has, that not only addresses all three of those danger levels, it actually kills viruses, mold, bacteria from the air and the surfaces in your home. So it's as though you have an invisible person running around your house with Clorox wipes, wiping every nook and cranny 24/7. That's what our technology does.
Well, again, we go back to what you said originally, because there was this mandate to make more energy efficient homes, because essentially these homes are airtight. What you're saying is it traps a lot of these, for lack of a better description, pollutants in the home?
Correct. Absolutely. I call them contaminants. And that's why when we have a day like today, open your windows and doors. You know, let your home air out. But in the wintertime, we're not doing that in the Northeast. And with this heat wave we had this summer, 20-some-odd days over 90, I don't think you're going to open your windows and doors in that heat and humidity. So when it's locked up tight in the summer or in the wintertime, that's when your air becomes a toxic soup, as I like to describe it. And you want to do something to remediate that. Now, I could tell you that what's personally gratifying for me is the customers that call us back or comment or write to us that, you know, I experienced better night's sleep, which is very common. My family gets sick less often during the winter time. My home feels lighter, crisper, easier to breathe. Those type of feedback comments we get about how we help improve one's life is what makes work that I do every day gratifying.
Well, now I'm thinking of even my home and the mornings, especially in the wintertime, when I wake up with a stuffy nose. I'm wondering if that's one of the reasons.
Absolutely. And especially if you've got forced hot air heating and cooling, we all know that the air gets pretty dry in our homes with that type of system. And one of the things we do at ARIS, and it's important to note that we've been around almost 100 years. We just changed the name to ARIS in 2003, which is the Greek word for air. Prior to that, we were just plain old Electrolux vacuum cleaners. So we will actually come out to someone's home and perform a free indoor air quality test. Now, there's different levels of tests. The one we do is a basic test. It's just measuring the particle count in your air, and there's a healthy and unhealthy level. We're not getting into swab cultures and petri dishes and sending those to labs. Those can cost thousands and thousands of dollars. And we've done that, and we have what we call our credibility book, our credibility pages, since 2009 when we made this strategic business acquisition of the organization that co-developed this technology called Active Pure with NASA for use on the space station. We've gone to great lengths and spend tens of thousands of dollars to have independent labs validate our claims of what this technology does, and it's completely safe. It uses the hydrogen and oxygen that's already in our air, and when the hydrogen and oxygen molecules pass through this active pure honeycomb cell, they become active, or they don't like to be in that form, and they look to eat any pathogen in the air or on surface. Whatever they come in contact with first, they eat it and kill it, including your MRSA, norovirus, common cold, flu, mold, fungus, bacteria. It eats it all.
This is just phenomenal to me. Now, like you said before, and maybe you can elaborate a bit more, no two air purifiers are alike.
Correct. There's, over the years, there's been several different types out there. Originally, the knock on air purifiers was they had a filter. That filter absorbed the humidity from your air in your home, and it actually, over time, became more of a breeding ground, polluting the air worse than it was without it. And then you had products come about that had no filters. Well, the problem with those is if you have no filter, you really can't clean the air. How do you get the particles out? So, you know, today there's technology that allows the filters not to absorb the humidity. We, in particular, use a polypropylene filter, which is waterproof. But that, again, just addresses your particulate matter in the air. Then you need to, what about your infectious agents? What about your toxic compounds? And that's where we stand above the competition, because we're able to eliminate all three of those categories of air pollution. And those three categories come right from the Centers of Disease Control. So that's not something that I'm just fabricating. Right. Those three categories of air pollution are from the Centers of Disease Control, how they break down our air pollution in our homes.
Well, and just as you said before, you're not fabricating the notion that the air that we breathe inside our house is dirtier than the air that's outside. That's a fact, right?
You can go to the EPA website, and they have an article. It's called A Basic Introduction to Indoor Air Quality. It's, I think, 3 or 4 pages long, and I just quoted a few things from there. And they talk about the short-term effects. I like to joke around sometimes with my customers. Even my own wife tells me I always forget things. Blame it on your air situation in your home. It's not clean enough. That's why we suffer from memory loss. You know, it's not just a genetic thing that males can't remember. Just say, honey, I need an air purifier.
So the air purifier, do they cover a particular square footage? How does that work?
Yeah, in our there's all across the industry, you've got units that can handle a single room to an entire home. You know, when you're talking residentially, and then of course there's commercial air purification as well. And we have products at Aris that are one room units, one level of your house, up to entire homes. We have standalones, we have built-in units, both for home and commercial application. So whatever your construction or configuration of your home is, we have a solution for you.
How much maintenance is required?
Very little. Most of the products, we recommend in between filter replacement that you can vacuum the filter off just to keep the airflow less restricted. But typically, on an annual basis, you'll change a filter. Some products, it's even 2 years before you'll address anything. And again, the nice thing about us, we do business the old-fashioned way. It's not just buying from a big box store, buying something online, and you don't know who the people are behind the product or the company. You buy our product, we come to the house for as long as you own it, Dan. Free pickup, free delivery, free estimate if you ever needed a repair out of the warranty work. You don't get that level of personal, personal attention, right, that you do with us. Mm-hmm. And it's great. It keeps us busy. And if there's anyone out there that's been in the sales or service industry before and looking for a job, maybe someone's retired, contact me. We could use the help.
All right. So, and are they affordable? What are we looking at?
Yeah, you're looking at, we have products anywhere that range from, you know, a few $100 up to several $1,000s, depending upon, again, what is it that you're trying to address. Are you trying to address a particular room? Are you trying to address your entire home? Obviously, Dan, we breathe air 24/7, right, and we breathe air in our entire home, so it's kind of foolish to just address a single room. But there are cases where maybe you just have one member of the family that's really sensitive than the others, and maybe they're not home during the day. Most of the time, their home is at night, so you want an air purifier just for that room to help them sleep better, be less congested, get sick less often.
So let's look back at a couple of things. We'll take a house that's got a new rug installed, wall-to-wall rug. You walk into that room, oh, man, that smells nice. That's not necessarily a good thing.
No, it's not. Our carpet's off-gas formaldehyde. Our pressed woods and cabinetry off-gas. So even if you put new hardwood floors, you paint a room, even paint, off gases. We love, you know, you smell that fresh,
right,
you know, smell of the paint. Some people like it, some don't. But now paint companies have low VOC paints. They're double or triple the cost, but they have paints that don't have that smell. And that we know that that's not healthy to breathe in when it's stuck indoors.
Yeah. This is just such education for me. Now, let's say you go out and you buy an expensive furniture set. Mm-hmm. You still leave yourself open to those kinds of contaminants?
Everything. The fabric we use, the leathers, the woods, the stains and finishes on the woods, everything off gases. Mm-hmm. And if you have, you know, some people say, well, I have an older home and it's drafty. That's great, but you still want to address. You're still keeping that home closed in the winter or in the summer. You still want to have an air purifier. Again, I go back to the EPA article about the basic introduction to air quality. It says it's prudent for every American to try to improve the indoor air quality in their home, even if symptoms aren't noticeable. Again, easier to prevent than cure.
How dangerous is pet dander?
Oh, it's not dander, just people get a reaction from it.
Right.
And dust mites. Dust mites is another one. There are people, if you have an allergy test, they could tell if you're allergic to dust mites. Not to get too graphic, but it's not the mite that we as human beings have an issue with. The mites eat our dead skin. We shed about a gram of skin a day. So your pillows, your mattress, people don't even think about this, they actually double in weight over several years, your pillows and mattresses, with dead skin, dust mites, dust mite feces. So when the dust mite eats your dead skin, the dust mite obviously eats something. It has to leave something behind. There's a protein in their droppings that create or are a trigger for asthma and allergy flare-ups in human beings. So it's not the mite itself. It's what they leave behind after they eat our skin.
So when we wash our pillowcases, when we wash our sheets, that's still not necessarily doing the job?
You still need... Most floor care companies or vacuum cleaner companies don't have an easy way or simple way to vacuum your mattress and pillows. In 1988 or 89, we at formerly Electrolux, now Aris, invented an attachment for the vacuum specifically for that job that will clean about 4 to 6 inches deep into your mattress and pillows and pull out all the dead skin, dust mite feces. And you want to do that every time you change your sheets and pillowcase. You really should be vacuuming it. Most people don't do it because they don't have the right tool. Then it complicates the matter even more. The type of vacuum you have, if it doesn't have the right filtration, it'll just spew all that fine particles into the air during the vacuuming process. So we have a vacuum at our facility called the Guardian Platinum, which is a zero emissions. You hear about car zero emissions. Right. We have the only zero emissions vacuum in the industry. We actually have a meter that we could show you what your vacuum is putting into the air particle-wise. Put that meter against the exhaust of ours, and it reads zero.
My God, I'm thinking about vacuuming the bed every time we change the sheets. I've got a friend of mine who won't go into hotels because of what you're talking about. Now I'm thinking, my goodness, who would want to go into a hotel? They never vacuum.
If you knew what I knew about the tests we've done in hotels, you would probably not ever go to a hotel again.
This is amazing. While we have you here, talk about your three stores.
Yeah, our main location is right in West Hartford Center. That's our flagship location that I own. That's where I am typically every day. And we've had a presence in the West Hartford community for probably almost 80 years of the 100 years that the company has been in existence. We're almost 100 years old now. So that's my main location. We've got a location in Meriden, 1231 East Main Street, right in the same plaza where Royal Fish and Chips is, if anyone knows that area. And then we've got a location in Waterbury. The Waterbury office is more of a convenience location for, you know, buying supplies you need, buying equipment. They don't actually do repair work in Waterbury. That's all ferried on a daily basis up to West Hartford. Meriden does have its own repair shop as well as the sales and service center. So West Hartford and Meriden sales and service, Waterbury, you could drop off for service, but the work's not performed there.
Now, if people want to see an air purifier demonstrated, can you do that?
We can. We use a particle count meter that I've referenced already today. It's made by a third-party company. We don't make it. And it measures the particles in the air at a couple of different measurements, small particles and large particles. The small particles are things like mold, bacteria, that if breathed deep into the lungs can be really dangerous to your health. And the larger particles are things like, you know, pet dander, dust mites, pollen, ragweed, all that stuff. And to give you an idea of particle size that we're talking about, small particles are that meter can read down to is 1 micron in size. Now, I'm sure you're not a micron expert, no. So I'll help you out with the
Please.
Size. The tip of a human hair measures about 100 microns in diameter.
Okay.
So the meter that we have reads 100 times smaller than that. And then there's a healthy and unhealthy level based on that reading. And our air purification HEPA filters, which was always the industry standard, will filter 3 times smaller, down to 0.3 microns. Okay, and now our latest air purification will go even smaller. It'll go down to 0.1 microns, which is 1,000 times smaller particle than the tip of a human hair.
Wow. Wow.
So that's how small a particle we're talking about being able to remove from the air in your home. In addition to that, we're able to kill all the surface and air germs in your home as well.
Mm-hmm. This is just astounding to me. This has been so educational. So you must have an air purifier or purifiers in your home.
Absolutely. I had the standalone units, and I have forced-out air heating and cooling. And 2 years ago now, when we worked this new technology into the whole house systems, I put a system in my home and got rid of the portables, but I have the unit that uses my ductwork. And this is important to know. In the heating and air conditioning world, they do have air purification that they put and offer for sale. It's called inline. The problem with that is it only works if you're heating and cooling the home. So again, we breathe all the time. So what would happen is if your heat and air conditioner was on, it didn't do anything. Also, the air is not exposed long enough. It's moving too fast for the filters and the UV light they had in there to really kill the germs effectively. So our unit is now a bypass system. And what that means is it's using your ductwork, but it has nothing to do with your furnace being on or off. It's running 24/7.
Okay.
Using the ductwork, it sucks about 20% of the air in from your home an hour, runs it through our system, and returns it back into, obviously, where your cool air and heat air will come back into your home. And it's running 24/7. You don't hear it. You don't feel it. But your home, I have two dogs. You really wouldn't know that I have two dogs in my home. And the best thing that our customers tell us, especially the women, is they dust their house half as often. So if you dust once a week, you may dust every 2 weeks. If you dust once every 2 weeks, you may cut it down to once a month. So that's the intangible value for the homeowner, is there's less dust in your home.
These units, by the way, that handle one room or, let's say, one floor, do they have to operate 24/7?
It's recommended that you run it 24/7. Again, I go back to it. I say it, you know, tongue-in-cheek, but we breathe 24/7. So why wouldn't you want your air purifier on 24/7? And they're Energy Star rated. They use no more power than a standard light bulb, in some cases between 15 watts to 85 watts of power. I have one commercial facility in the town of West Hartford that has 15 of my air purifiers, because their business is segmented into rooms, mm-hmm. and running 15 of them 24/7, they haven't noticed a change in their electric
bill.
Wow. So that's how affordable they are.
That's terrific. Vinny, before we wrap up our interview, anything else you'd like to add?
I would just invite everyone to visit our website, Aris Home. And Aris is spelled A-E-R-U-S, like Sam, arishome.com/West Hartford. We have another site specifically for air purification. It's called beyondbyaris.com/West Hartford. And that's just really about the air purification products and the technology. There's a short video you can watch about how the technology works. And you can even visit arisorigins.com for our water purification line. So that's where the healthy home experts come from, Dan. The air you breathe, the water you drink, and the surfaces you have to clean in your home. We do way more than just vacuums.
Vinny, good to see you.
Good to see you, Dan.